It was a losing effort for the 18-21-1 Bobcats on Tuesdays. They played the 22-19 Longhorns, falling 7-3. Although they started off the game in the first, getting a two-run edge, the Longhorns quickly fought back, taking the lead 3-2 in the bottom of the first, and would not give the lead back to the Bobcats for the remainder of the game. Assistant coach Jeremy Fikoch had this to say on his team's loss.
I thought that our offense got out to a great start, and I thought we were very, very competitive in the box. Even the outs we made were line drive outs and a lot of hard hit balls. That was the one thing that I will tell you, we'll keep our heads up.
The game featured a home run by Tanner Hill, a Corey Geisler leadoff and stolen base, as well as a Granger double who eventually notched a run. Although the Bobcats were within a few runs for the majority of the game, there was not enough in the tank to pull out a victory.
There was definitely a momentum swing in the first inning, but you know, we approached it as 1-0 after the first. We spotted a run, and it was the basic fundamentals of us executing off the mound, us fielding our positions off the mound, and then we misplay a ball, or don't misplay it, we lost a ball in the sun in center field, and so the fundamentals of playing catch, catching the baseball, left us in the first inning. It cost us 3 runs.
The Bobcats open up a 3-game series against Troy this Friday at 6 p.m., and the game will be heard right here on 89.9 KTSW. For KTSW Sports, this is Mason Weir.